first song will be Faith is the Victory. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the flowing veil below, let all our strength be heard. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road of saints above, with shouts of triumph cried. By faith in like a whirlwind spread, first on our every field. The faith by which they conquered death, is still a shining shield. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let gifts of each be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble each our tread, and echo with a shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still saw Galilee. I believe. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Oh, Father, draw me close to you. Come now, my spirit is renewed. And yes, I know that here for you are near, for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true, and I believe. I lift my hands to reach your face, find in your arms a hiding place, to be enfolded there within your care, for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true, and I believe. I speak your name into the night, seek through the pain your healing light, and then I will not fear for you, for for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true, and I believe. I need, make sure my trust, my all I is, then I'll be one with you in all I do, for all you promise, and I believe. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true, and I believe. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, then none that way. Only be ashamed. Yea, then none that way. Only be ashamed. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Oh, let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Elders have asked that the congregation stand as we have the scripture reading this afternoon. I'll be reading from Psalms chapter 37. Entrust your ways to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will act on your behalf. He will make your righteousness shine like a light, your just cause like the noonday sun. Surrender yourself to the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not be preoccupied with an evildoer who succeeds in his way when he carries out his schemes. Let go of anger and leave rage behind. Do not be preoccupied. It only leads to evil.
Let me be the one to serve Him. Let me be the one they seek, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hear the Lamb of Calvary. Let me now show his love, let it be me. Onward rejoicing, I bear life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Four tops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Here tops of glory
I now
can see. Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Take on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land, way down in Egypt, mid burning sand. Moses had started for Canaan's land, never turn backward, always ascend, onto the journey's end. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land, the steps of Jesus before us lead. We tread life's journey, his warning plead. Evil allurement cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain, I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his home. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me. A weary way for golden days before his face I see. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the stair with him or meet him in the air. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the faith of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust thee, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Mark 11, 22 through 24. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours."
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my sins away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. May God's rich grace grace impart strength to my fainting heart. My zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, your warm and chainless be a living part. While life's dark maze I tread, and grief around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When we behold the wonders of creation, the flowers that bloom, the raindrops as they fall, the spacious skies and life perpetuation, we cannot doubt that God controlled it all.
For I believe,
yes, I believe,
I cannot doubt,
for he did see the isle at sea, his sparrow fall, his unseen hand is in it all. Finite mind, by mortal calculation, could frame the truth revealed within His Word. In every trace of nature's operation, Thy voice, O God, in mystery can be heard.
For I believe,
I believe,
yes I believe,
yes I believe,
I cannot doubt,
I cannot doubt,
or
be deceived, or the eye that sees, the sparrow falls, his unseen hand is in it all. When we perceive the state of alienation, in which the soul from thee, O God, was lost, we must believe by heaven's ordination, our Lord redeemed and paid the bitter cost.
For I believe,
yes, I believe,
I cannot doubt,
I cannot doubt,
for he deceived
the eye that sees, he sparrow falls, his unseen hand is in it all. Some days are filled with joy and expectation. Some days are dark with cares we are beset. In hours of joy or hours of tribulation, be with us, Lord, lest we forget.
For I believe,
yes, I believe,
I cannot doubt,
for he deceived the eye that sees, his sparrow falls, his unseen hand is in it all. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. while we do His good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our call He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but it's life if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for those who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And can it be that I should gain an entrance in my Savior's blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain, for me who scorned His perfect love. Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, would die for me? You left Your Father's throne above, so free and infinite Your grace. Emptied Yourself of all but love, and left for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, would die for me? Boldly I call before Your throne to claim Your mercy immense and free. No greater love will there be known, for oh my God is found of me. Amazing Lord, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing Lord, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me?
It's certainly encouraging to meet with a group of people who I know have like faith. It's encouraging to gather together to sing praises to God, to sing about our faith, the faith that each one of us have or should have, and just encourage one another. So I hope you've been encouraged being here this afternoon. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter, we'll be reading from there in just a moment. As we continue thinking about our faith, I think my invitation kind of goes along pretty well with what we've been singing about. And I didn't even know what the topic was for, or the theme was for this singing before I made this. In 1770, there was a need to really impress the Australian Empress Maria. And there were a lot of people who were coming to her with different contraptions and different things that really, they just wanted to impress her. This would make them famous. This would help them gain some wealth. And they just wanted that title of someone who impressed the Empress Maria. So a man named Wolfgang von Kempelen, if I said that properly, he created this device, and it was an ingenious device that really played chess against a human opponent. It was a mechanical device that played chess. What it was a cabinet, and it had several doors in the front, and you open these doors and it revealed the gears and the cogs, and it showed what kind of machine it was. This truly was a machine. And behind the machine stood a torso of a man who was a Turkish man. He had his turban on and everything, and he kind of reminds me, if you've been to the flea market recently, or in the past 20 years probably, you've seen this box, and the guy who tells your fortune, you put a quarter in and he'll tell you your fortune. That's kind of what I picture when I picture this device that Wolfgang created. And what you would do is you would stand in front of it, and he would react with your movements on this chessboard, and you'd be basically playing chess against a machine. And this was in 1770. So you can imagine that when he brought this to Empress Maria, she was just amazed at the technology. And at the next palace ball they had, this was the talk of the ball, because this was a machine that would play chess with you. And this wasn't even a real man. This was a Turkish-looking man, but it was a torso. And he would beat every single person that tried to play chess against you. And as you can imagine, the success from that moment of impressing this empress, they went ahead and took the Turk, as it was known after that point, all around Europe. Through 1780, all the way into the 1800s, this device was popular throughout Europe. And for about 100 years, almost 100 years, it fooled everyone. But it was eventually discovered that this was all a hoax. It was a hoax, because what it was if you opened one of the doors in front of this cabinet, it showed all the gears. But if you opened another door, it would show a little man sitting inside of it who was controlling this Turkish-looking torso who was playing chess against you. And it wasn't just any man being placed inside of this box. It was a chess master. So, of course, every time that somebody challenged this machine, they were going to get beat. People like Napoleon Bonaparte and Benjamin Franklin played this machine and got beat by it. But little did they know, it was just a hoax. And it's funny, you go throughout our world's history and you think about things like this, all these hoaxes that have been created to fool the general public, whether it be for selfish reasons, to gain money, to gain wealth, to gain fame, or just for the fun of fooling people. We can go throughout our history and see hoaxes throughout the history of man. And it's no different when you come to spiritual matters. Hoaxes have been created. Fables have been created to draw people away from God. Maybe to follow one person who created that hoax, or just to be following their own way. And I think it's important as we come to 2 Peter. Peter starts off in the first chapter by saying, let me tell you something, this ain't no hoax. What I'm telling you, what the rest of the apostles have brought to you, it's not a hoax. It's not fake. This ain't a fable. Look what he says in 2 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 16. Peter says, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And when He heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, and no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came from the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." What Peter is doing here is he's reassuring these Christians he's writing to, and also us today, this is not a hoax. This is straight from, I was an eyewitness. The apostles were eyewitnesses. We heard the voice that came from heaven. We heard the voice saying, "This is Jesus, the Son, my Son, in whom I'm well pleased." We heard Him on the holy mountain. Not only that, we saw Him. We witnessed the things that Jesus did. And even though some of the Christians, or even all of them that Peter was writing to, might not have witnessed Jesus, he says, we did. And you can take that to heart. You can take it to heart. And he says in verse 19, "You do well to heed it as light that shines in a dark place." Something we have to realize in our day and age is that we live in a dark world. A place where people follow after things that they shouldn't follow after. Things that please themselves more than they please God. And so often people are drawn away to those enticements, and yet we're to stay strong, we're to stay in the light, just as Jesus would say, we're the light of the world. This isn't a hoax. In verse 20, I like what he says too. He says again, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation." He says that I didn't just go into a room and come up with this story myself. This wasn't something that I wanted to create to have people follow me. He says everything that we've brought to you, this was men inspired by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. And because of that, you can take it to heart. And we have historical records, even if we didn't know for sure if this book was true, we have historical records that prove the things that are told in this book to be true. We can go outside and see the glory of God in itself and know that the things in this book are true. And I take encouragement from that. And as tonight, as we've sung about faith, and I hope that we've each individually thought about our faith, I hope that we can take that and use it. Not just keeping it to ourselves, not just keeping it in, but being a light to our community, being a light to those around us, showing our faith, showing that this isn't just a hoax, this isn't just some fable, some story that we follow as a group of people on earth. This is truth. This is what we are to be about. And it's encouraging to read the apostles tell us that and remind us of that. If you remember at the end of 2 Peter, when Peter's wrapping up his letter here, he also says here in verse 16, or back up to 14, we'll get the context. "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by Him in peace, without spot or blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which of some things are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction as they do the rest of the Scriptures. We understand people will twist the Scriptures. It's important for us to know we are not to twist what this book has to say for us. But continue reading. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away by the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we've met together tonight, as we've sung about our faith, as we've tried to grow in our grace and our knowledge for Christ, let's continue in that this week. That's the invitation I want to leave for you tonight. Let's continue in what we started here this morning, this afternoon. Let's continue in our faith, not only keeping it to ourselves, but spreading it. Now, there might be someone here who's been struggling with that. There might be someone here who's been struggling with their faith in God. There might be someone here who hasn't even decided to put on Jesus Christ, to start that faith, to act on the faith, as Casey talked about this morning. If that's you, we'd ask that you consider your situation tonight as we come and stand and sing.